Hey, we're the Castellos, and you're watching Like a Farmer.
Hey, y'all, it's Pat. Welcome back to another episode of Like a Farmer. Before I introduce my guest today, probably the most beautiful guest I've had on the show today, but before we get there, as always, remember, whatever you're listening to me to on Apple Music, Spotify, Google, Chrome, whatever else is out there, review, like, comment, do whatever you got to do, YouTube, Instagram, just keep it going. I appreciate everybody that's been watching us, keeping us up to date, and we love y'all. With that being said, the Castellos.
Nope.
The Castellos. y'all on the show today. We're in Fort Lauderdale Beach, and I'm super excited to have y'all here. Y'all come from the great state of Georgia.
Yes, sir.
And, I mean, how pumped are you here to be in Florida?
We're so stoked. I mean, this is our first festival we've ever played.
Yeah, so. You got Tortuga today, mm-hmm. First festival. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're outside. We're on the beach. I mean, it's a beautiful day.
Gorgeous.
We've had some conversations prior to turning the cameras on against Florida versus Georgia, and I think I'm winning now.
No, I don't think you are. I think we are actually winning the rivalry at the moment.
And it's actually 3-1 at the moment on the couch.
That's true. They're not lying. So, like, y'all start on the farm in Georgia, and you start singing in church. You start making TikToks. 2024 CMT Women of the Year now, right?
We got nominated for the award.
Sunday. I'm super stoked about that. Like, how does that feel? Like, tell me from the beginning. Like, you start on the farm, you move to Nashville, you're nominated for this award. Like, how do y'all all feel right now?
So the award that we're nominated for is like a digital first performance video that we did. And CMT had us do that song and go into their studio before we even had our first song out. And so the fact that, like, we just went in there and did that and then got nominated, I mean, none of us would have ever expected it. It's been a wild year
because we this time probably November was when we started posting. So we're on like a little over our year journey of like our music career.
And I feel like it's just kind of like surreal. No really, doubt. Wouldn't you say?
No doubt. Yeah. I mean, like how did that start out? It started out on the farm when you were in the deer stand with Slade deer hunting. And he pretty much just asked Ellie to like, hey, y'all know y'all sing. Like, I think people would like, maybe if y'all posted on TikTok. He's like, I'd watch that. And so from that point, which was about November, December.
Of 2022.
Yeah.
Till now. That's been about a year. Yeah, it's been awesome.
It's been a little over a year, yeah.
That's awesome. And, like, let's go back a little bit. So you grew up on the cattle farm in Georgia. How was that?
Amazing.
It was.
We were homeschooled, so we didn't just, like, grow up. Like, we spent every waking moment on the farm in Georgia. You know, we didn't. Not that we were, like, sheltered and didn't get out much, but we really didn't get out.
We probably were sheltered, which, I mean, is not a bad thing. I feel like people are like, oh, that's a terrible thing. But, like, you know, it's definitely not a bad thing. I mean, I feel like it, like, shaped us into who we are. Yeah. And, like, we loved it. I mean, we learned how to life skills. I mean, like.
Powell can drive literally anything you put her in front of.
I mean, but all of us, like,
like, you're talking about, I mean, if a just John Deere tractor rolls up,
if it's got a clutch, Powell's it.
No. So when you started driving, did you learn on a stick shift?
I didn't. I don't think I learned to drive on a stick shift, but I could definitely drive a tractor before I could drive a car. So I feel like they're not much different.
And that's so awesome, like, that you say that. And look, that's why, like, we started this Like a Farmer show 12 months ago, and you've got two objectives, and it's to celebrate the farmer but also educate the people on who grows the food, where the food comes from. And I feel like y'all growing up on the farm, and not just growing up but working the farm as well, I mean, that led to a lot of success today, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely. I think those things teach you work ethic, and then also being homeschooled, like, we never, because some people are homeschooled and then they go to school in middle school or high school or have different journeys, but we were homeschooled all the way through. So we just had a ton of free time to spend with our family, spend time on the farm, and then also play music. Like, if we weren't homeschooled, then we wouldn't have been able to play music. Is the big thing. Cause music was our extracurricular activity, not doing sports and stuff.
What did y'all enjoy most about being on the farm?
It's really different for each one of us.
Yeah. I think, so we all love, like, where we come from and, like, where we grew up and, like, what we did on the farm. I wanted a career out of it, so, like, I went to school for ag. But I think, like, it means
Lily and Ellie, what would you say like it means
to
you?
Like, probably like my favorite, Well, my favorite part of growing up on the farm was like just being outside. Like we all just love being outside and like working with our hands, but we had horses growing up and probably horses were like my favorite thing, and I still miss going out and riding my horse. Yeah, I mean, like, I would literally get done with school at, like, 12 o'clock, and Mom would be like, where's Lily? And it's like, she's, you know, out on her horse, and she would always fuss at me. But
I don't know. I think for me, it would definitely be all of our family lives right next to us, too. So just, like, the constant access to family, and, like, we'd always be working, like, if we were home last week, and we were building a fence with everyone in our family. Like, that type of family environment, I just feel like, is very rare because most families kind of spread out after a while, but ours has continued to live in the same spot for a pretty long time.
So, like, we're one of five, and our dad is also one of five, and four out of his five siblings live on, like, within two miles of each other. On our family farm. So we have, like, a little compound going on. Yeah.
That's what I love about, and I feel like that's a lot of family farm operations these days. I mean, the farm keeps the family together, which to me is just so cool. How was it being homeschooled? Like, how was the teacher?
Our mom was great.
10 out of 10.
She's a ER nurse, so she's like no nonsense. I mean, it was kind of funny to me when people started asking us about us being homeschooled, like they thought that our mom was a teacher. I'm like, she has no like teacher background whatsoever. I mean,
she taught us how to read.
Yeah, she taught us how to read and then pretty much was like, you know, I mean, I feel like just growing up on the farm and like growing up around each other, like life teaches you a lot.
Yeah,
and
100%.
Like it's not like you
not
know,
that we didn't do school.
Not that we're not
we
definitely smart. Did like, school. Ellie's the smartest person I know.
Same,
but like
look at that.
Just being like life just teaches you so much. Yeah. Especially growing up, how we did.
And I mean, at the end of the day, you go from being homeschooled to going to UGA.
Right.
I mean, it's like top 10 school in the country, right? Yeah. Maybe top 100.
Yeah. We dual enrolled a lot in high school, so that
so
kind
we all
of
dual enrolled at ABAC.
Yeah, okay.
No,
there you go.
Ag
shout out ABAC.
Yeah. We dual enrolled at ABAC. We started dual enrolling when we were really, really young. We were like 14. And so that kind of, I mean, by the time we went to college, we dual enrolled for so many years. We were like, all right, let's just go do this. So that's why Pal and I were able to graduate so early.
Hey, you're done in 2 years.
Yeah, we were done in 2 years.
That's like Elon Musk over here. I mean, that's crazy.
I don't know about that.
And we're not, Pal and I are not academics.
Okay, so Ellie and I are part of triplets with a boy.
Okay.
And so my mom was basically like, how can I send my three triplet kids to college as cheaply as possible? So she was like, do as much free dual enrollment as you can. And then we didn't have to live in the dorms. UGA requires you to live in the dorms. So we didn't have to do that, cut that cost out. So she was like,
we graduated high school early.
So we transferred
in the sophomore.
Yeah, and y'all are two of triplets.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And other one's a boy, correct?
Yes.
Any singing going on there? Or?
No.
He has a great voice. He just doesn't sing with us.
He's actually still Christmas. In school. He graduates in May.
He just got into law school.
So he wants
to go to law school.
And Lily is
17 months younger.
Okay.
And then we have another little brother, little Dixon, who's 17.
Shout out Dixon. Love
Shout
that.
Shout out little Dixon.
He's running that farm.
He is running that farm right now as we speak.
And I are probably the ones that like,
y'all do the most.
Yeah.
Y'all are the hardest workers on it for sure.
So how did it feel, because Powell, even talking to you the last couple of months, like you're passionate about working on the farm. I mean, it's something that's been ingrained in you,
mm-hmm.
and you just happen to have like a really good voice. So you're trying to obviously, you know, monetize that
and
have a career out of it. But like, how does it feel knowing that you're doing this, but like you really want to be back on the farm, working the farm?
I'm not going to lie. Like I have like struggled with it a little bit because like being on the farm, like the ag community, like that's what makes me tick, like that, like, you know, gives me passion and whatever.
Well, and then one thing we talked about too is like, because she's so passionate and like we have conversations all the time about just the ag industry and like what it means. And I think the cool thing about doing music is like, because we were kind of talking about that the other day, is this platform gives us way more opportunity to be able to advocate for things in the ag community than like living on a farm ever would.
Yeah.
Which is so cool.
Well, and that's what I like. That's also kind of what makes this, I want to be able to like pull my passion for ag and farming and the cattle industry into like what we're doing, and
which is great.
Doing stuff like this.
Yeah.
You know, great sisters that are like, oh, like, let's do that for you. And like, Lily's a pilot. So if she wanted to do anything with flying, like we can go, you know, let's
see you over there,
you
Lily.
Do something with your, you know, feed that passion. And then, you know, whatever Ellie wants to do. And like, that's great that we can like
do that.
I have a new hobby every
month. And we love the farm just as much as, and probably not just as much, but like, you know, we love agriculture and we love cattle farming. And, you know, Powell speaks so passionately about it to us, like on the day-to-day basis. Yeah. That we're constantly like, yeah, you know, there's something not right in our country right now with agriculture and farming. Like, what can we do? You know? So we get fired up like she does.
I think y'all hit it right on the head too. It's like, you know, all three are passionate about ag and you want to advocate for it. And now y'all have a platform to do that. And that's why we started this show too. It's like, how many people can I bring on this show to advocate for something that we need every single day?
Yeah.
And the cool thing is, you know, agriculture is not a bipartisan subject, right? It doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, everybody has to eat. Everybody has to wear clothes. On the music side though, how does that, like, you're growing up on the farm, and then you just happen to be in the deer stand and you start singing?
So it, like, wasn't...
When did y'all know y'all knew y'all could sing?
It wasn't that kind of like...
We knew we could sing our grandmother as little as 6 and 7. Grandma being like, y'all need to go sing in church.
Yeah.
You know? Well, and like the profession, like that conversation in the deer stand was when the kind of ball started rolling for talks of it being a professional career.
Yeah.
Or just social media. Like, even
that wasn't even a professional career. Like, we were just like, we're kind of bored.
Or like that thought turning into social media. And also, it kind of happened like we were writing songs for the first time. But we can start from the very, very beginning. The very, very beginning was our grandmother taught me how to play piano when I was like 8. And so piano is my first instrument.
Yeah.
And y'all all took piano, but none of y'all liked it as much as I did.
Y'all weren't good is what she
was
saying.
I was so dyslexic. I couldn't read music.
And then just being on the farm, being homeschooled, looking for hobbies. Our mom was always like, putting instruments in front of us. We took violin lessons for a little bit, but then our teacher moved because small town. And so I started playing guitar when I was like 12 or 13. And that's when Powell started playing banjo and we started singing in church. And then all throughout high school, in our like first year of college, we played all the time. Like, we played at parties and weddings and funerals and church. So like, we've been playing together for a lot longer than we've had the aspiration to do this professionally.
Yeah.
But we kind of always told each other that, like, we loved it so much. And we thought, you know, no one from South Georgia makes it in the music industry, which I don't know why we thought that, because the amount of people from South Georgia in the music industry is crazy. But we just didn't think that people like us, like, did stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we also, because we loved it so much, we didn't want, like, doing it professionally to, you know, make it not fun for us. I think that was a worry for us growing up. So we just really never thought about doing it.
But we always said if the opportunity presented itself,
then we kind of owed it to each other just because of how much we love each other. And
well, and too, I think we started writing songs because we didn't really write that much in high school. So it's really kind of hard to have this idea of, oh, I want to do music professionally when you aren't writing songs.
Yeah.
Like, to me, like...
Are y'all writing a majority of y'all's songs?
We're writing all of them. Yeah, we write all of them.
I mean, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
And you hit it right on the head, too. There's a good pipeline coming from South Georgia.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And even just the state of Georgia in general.
Yeah. That's probably... I mean, who would y'all think y'all would look up to right now in the country music scene if y'all had to choose somebody?
So many people.
Yeah.
Probably from Georgia, like Alan Jackson...
Not from Georgia. We're big Emmylou Harris fans.
Yeah. Oh,
absolutely. Yeah. That's a great one. So if you're not doing music, it seemed like y'all are all working y'all's way to different paths. I mean, you wanted to be you're flying now still, aren't you, right?
Yes, sir.
How did you even get into that?
So I want to join the military, which is kind of funny. I wanted to join the Air Force, and I went to like an air show when I was super young. My uncle, well, he's not our uncle. He's our mom's fraternity brother, and he was a Thunderbird. And he took us to an air show when I was like 12, and
you got the bug.
I didn't see any female pilots, and I was like, it was just so cool. I just liked how loud and fast everything was, and I was like, I want to do that. And then obviously I watched Top Gun, I was like, I need.
Which one's better, first or second Top Gun?
First one's better. The second one's awesome, but like just the nostalgia of the first one, nothing beats. I literally have the poster on my wall, like back in South Georgia. But no, I wanted to serve, and because we were homeschooled, I was like, you know, I wanted to go to the service academy, which is very hard to get into. And I was like, I'm homeschooled, you know, don't really play any sports. I was like, I need to be competitive. So I begged my parents to give me flight lessons. And like, no one in our family flies. Our great grandfather flew a B-17 bomber in World War II. And he literally flew it over to Japan. and the war ended. So he flew back. So no one has flown in our family.
Just a complete badass, right?
Just flew over there. He's like ready to work, and it's like the war's done. But so they didn't know anything about it, and it took me literally like crying to my dad when I was like 15, 16, like, please, I will pay for it. I was working at Chick-fil-A. I was like, just let me fly. And literally the next day, there's only one instructor in our hometown, Dr. Jess Haggerty. He's a doctor in town. I'll shout him out.
There you go.
But I got a voicemail from him, and it's still on my phone. And it's like the cutest, sweetest thing ever. And he's like, I'm going flying tomorrow. And I was wondering if you wanted to come with me. Like, it was just like, you know, little 15, 16-year-old me was like losing my mind. But yeah, I wanted to, I didn't end up serving, obviously, or getting into the academy, but I have a pilot's license. I got it when I was 17.
You still flying now?
Yes, sir. I flew,
Please don't call me sir. I can't be that old. Sorry. I mean, are you kidding me? How old do y'all think I am, just out of curiosity?
No, you're probably like 36. I'm good.
I'm not playing this.
No, you have
32. No, I was 32 to 36.
You said 36.
So. I was 32 to 36.
She's giving me the four. Pal?
Don't look at her hands back there.
40.
40?
I'm kidding. Really old. She gave me a four. I'm kidding.
I'm going to say, I always like to lowball it.
Girl, you got to be honest. Honesty.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to say 32.
32 to 36 is where I was thinking.
31. You tell me 36, well, Lily.
You're so mature.
36.
40.
No,
that's because she did this. That's the only reason why.
Ellie, I'm done.
Yeah, it's the maturity of the interview. But
actually, let's go ahead and move on now.
You're like, we're done.
40 over
no,
here.
No, it's only because she did that behind me.
Okay, whatever. She did. We're gonna move on. Okay, you studied Korean, right?
I did.
Let me try this. Any Hanziazio? Is that how you say hello?
No.
What is it?
Annyeong Haseyo.
Oh.
That's what I did the first time.
Annyeong, what is it?
Annyeonghaseyo.
Annyeonghaseyo.
Yes.
Annyeonghaseyo.
That's exactly what I did. Did I not do that the first time I read that?
You're actually pretty good.
Annyeonghaseyo.
Annyeonghaseyo. I got it.
So were you wanting to do something with that, or was it just kind of?
I did. So I majored in management information systems and international business whenever I was in school, and so I thought I wanted to do like international IT project management and go work over there for a little bit, or like do something like an international company here. That was kind of my thought.
And then boom, straight to Nashville.
Well, I kind of had some, like, it was the kind of after COVID stuff. So I was going to go study abroad there. And then like the restrictions were still like way crazy high over there whenever everything was kind of calming down over here. And so that kind of like changed my plans to study abroad. And then I was like, well, like, you know, just culturally it's a little different when with the pandemic and stuff, and so I couldn't go over there. And then I worked for Georgia's football team, and so I thought I might have wanted to work in sports for a little bit, and then realized I didn't want to work in sports. So to me, like, the music thing came to me whenever I was kind of just like looking for a corporate job after school.
Yeah.
And then it was like, how about playing music? And I was like, that sounds great.
While Pau and I were in the middle of being like, oh yeah, this is exactly what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
But I had kind of had some, I was still planning to do like international IT project management. That was kind of what my schooling led me.
And you're working for the football team too. I mean, you're winning national championships left and right. So you kind of, over here in Florida, we were like begging to maybe win 5 or 6 games.
Yeah, it was a rough last season.
We don't have to talk about that.
I'm sorry.
And then, Powell, this has been your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel like I can even see it in your eyes. Like, when you're done with the music thing, I mean, you're going back to the farm.
Oh, I mean, that's my plan.
She goes back to the farm like once a month.
Make some money doing this. And then pour it back into the farm. Or just like grow up the family farm. I mean, we're a small farmer, so I couldn't have gone straight back to it and, you know, made a huge, huge living. But I studied ag in college. I got into my master's program. So since I graduated early, I was planning on going to get my master's, and I wanted to do like research and like, I can't remember. It was like livestock economy or something like that.
Aren't you glad you're doing this?
I know, now that I'm like,
aren't you
that
glad
would have been
you're
kinda
in Fort Lauderdale Beach right now?
Yeah,
about
so
to go
so
play Tortuga.
To yeah, grad school sounds like the worst.
I know, yeah. I'm really now that I'm looking back, I'm like, okay, I'm kind of really glad I didn't end up going to grad school. But that's my plan is, and just to, I don't know, I just want to do something with the farm.
Yeah.
We'd like to take a minute to talk about Blue Otter sunglasses. Blue Otter sunglasses are the shades of choice for country superstars like Luke Combs, Cody Johnson, Riley Green, and Hardy. With Carl Zeiss scratch-resistant lenses, Blue Otter has partnered with Ag America to create the Leica Farmer frames, which benefit farmers and ranchers in rural communities. 10% of each purchase of the Leica Farmer Blue Otter sunglasses goes to Ag America Giving. Go to blueotterpolarized.com and search Leica Farmer. You can also go to leicafarmer.com and click on merch.
When did y'all make the move, like, hey, we're all in South Georgia, like it was time to go to Nashville?
Well, we were in Athens at the time.
Okay, we were in Athens, and it definitely snuck up on us.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it was just like...
Like, what has to happen for you to say, hey, we need to go to Nashville?
So, we signed our record deal in May.
Okay.
And then we
signed with Warner.
We were signed with Warner Records in Los Angeles, and then Warner Music Nashville in Nashville. And so, that kind of, like, opened the opportunity for us to be able to move to Nashville. And because we didn't have any music out at that time or anything like that. So, we were like, okay, we need to, you know, we have these songs that we've written. We need to write some more. We need to record them. And we need to, like, start getting the ball rolling on all of this stuff. So, living in Nashville just allows you to do that at, like, a good pace.
Also, yeah. Powell graduated. I had graduated. Ellie still had...
I had two classes left after Powell graduated because of my double major. And so, I did them online last fall.
So, we were like, we got to... I can't live at the farm forever. And Powell had to go somewhere. So... Nashville.
My parents were like, you can't live here at the farm forever. You gotta.
She would.
She would live in
South Georgia.
You can't stay
for
in Georgetown.
Lily was just all flying around somewhere.
That's literally all I was doing. I was so happy.
I'm so intrigued in this. I actually, believe it or not, like up until 8 years ago, like I hate getting on a plane. I was in the military, I was in the Navy.
Really?
But I still like hated getting on a plane. And now I'm on a plane like once a week.
Really?
Yeah, I just can't do it. I have to do it now. I'm a Delta guy, though. What's y'all's...
I actually like Southwest now because they let you check your bags for free, which is nice because we have our big suitcases.
I get that, and I don't want to go on this rant, especially on this show, but like, it bothers me that you have to... Like, on Southwest, you don't get a seat. Like,
that's annoying.
It always frustrates me.
It doesn't bother me that bad because we just all sit in one row anyway.
Like, I'll fly with her all day long, but, like, a commercial, like...
You get sick, though. She gets, like, air sick.
So, I've heard people... Like, I even get a little nauseous when I can't see out in front of me. I think people like smaller airplanes who get nauseous because you have...
The windows, and you can, like, see all the way around you, which is nice, but I can't stand
it. Last time Ellie flew with me, she almost threw up.
I did. But it was rough out there. That's why.
Lily over here calling you out.
She's like, you gotta land.
No, I was like, Lily, I wouldn't land because it started going like this, and I was like,
it was a hot day.
Were you flying by yourself? Like, you just...
Yeah, it was just because it was my first. I've only taken you up once.
It's only been once or twice, I think.
Damn, so you actually have your license.
No, she has her private. Yeah, she's a private pilot. Yeah, she can fly anywhere she wants.
I was working towards my instrument when we were moving up here and have all my instrument time done. But no, I was taking Ellie up and it was a hot day, so like the thermal energy was like really bad. And it was the air was smooth. It was just bumpy because of the heat. And Ellie was like, we gotta go down.
The only time I get nervous flying with her is when we land.
Yeah, I get that.
That's the funnest part.
I'd be nervous flying with Lily too.
she's a phenomenal pilot though. Like,
see,
she's
like
great.
Just meeting you and looking at you, I feel like you'd be someone who would like have a pilot's license.
Me?
Yes.
Why? First you say I'm 39 years old. Now you say I look like a pilot.
I don't know. You just seem like he's
some
a
people.
Pilot.
He also looks pilot.
Like. He also looks like
Miles Teller. You're saying that I look like Miles Teller from Top Gun, the second movie.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna say. But then he looks like Dr. Hardy's other student, who was also like y'all carried yourselves the same way. And he's an awesome pilot. So you just look like you'd be a good pilot. I don't know. Maybe you need to try that.
Hey, pilot.
I feel like that's you have to have a lot of confidence to be a pilot.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah and you have a, you, yeah, it's a good thing.
The shows, like, y'all enjoy being on the show is what you're saying. You have confidence. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad this is leading into the next segment. I want to play a game, okay?
Oh, God.
Play a segment on the show. It's called Group Challenge. So what's going to happen is I'm going to ask y'all questions, and I just want y'all to point at who y'all think that person
is. Do we need to shut our eyes or something?
No, don't shut your eyes. Just I want y'all to see how
what we
y'all
think about
sisters think about yourself, okay? So, first question. Who was the weakest link on the farm? Wow, okay. Who was the most musically talented? Dang, at least two for two. Okay, who's most likely to go on a hunting trip? Oh, argument here. Ellie, why?
Powell, Lily hunts a lot, but Powell has more years of... Powell has more reps hunting and
skills. But who is more likely to go on a hunting trip, not hunting in South Georgia?
Oh, actually, yeah, I changed my mind. Sorry, Powell.
Powell, anything you want to say here?
Probably Lily... Miss High Fence over there.
Oh, excuse you.
I'm just kidding.
No, actually, this argument. Is great. No, no, this I'm is awesome. Okay, High Fence. What do you have to say?
Our uncle has a high fence, and I love his high fence. It's great, but high fence is different than regular.
There's just no deer.
No, he's gonna hear this. He might hear this.
Yeah, he's gonna hear
it. Hot take. So you're saying he's gonna hear it and not let us hunt his high fence. High fence, you're cheating, is what you're saying.
I'm not saying that because he won't let us go.
That's what you're thinking.
But it's different. Like, it's just different.
Well, if you're bow hunting and never mind,
it's still
and you're trying to kill a monster,
it helps.
It's hard. Yeah, I'm not saying
you don't see those deer out there. They don't even show up by the cameras. But anyway,
it just
Lily. I mean, she's not wrong. Yeah.
She's not wrong.
But
do you bow hunt?
She said Miss High Fence. That's what Powell just called you.
No, because the first deer Lily shot was in a high fence.
Okay. Do I what? What'd you say?
It was also with a bow.
Yeah.
Yours was with a darn.
There's something fun about blasting a deer with a gun, though.
Y'all would get canceled.
You ask me what?
If you bow hunted.
You know what? I am here to say that I'm not the best at a bow, and I don't want to be like I crossbow hunt because you want to talk about Miss High Fence every
time. Yeah, I'm gonna
me crossbow. Yeah, but I'm not the best at. I got to go rifle for sure.
I like rifle. I mean, I like I'll bow hunt, but I mean,
it's just so satisfying hearing something drop when you stick it with a darn.
It is,
you
know? Very satisfying, yeah. But also,
yeah, I get that.
Yeah,
what's y'all's favorite thing to hunt if you had to choose one? You only get one hunt the rest of your life, lifetime hunt.
Definitely deer, any type of. I kind of want to get turkey hunting.
I know. I'd get a turkey.
I actually like fishing better than hunting.
The hunt would be better if it was my last hunt ever. I feel like a turkey hunt would be more energy. It would be, a turkey hunt would be my last hunt.
Okay. Good hot takes.
Hog hunting.
I like that. Who's the best cook?
Lily.
Okay. What's the best thing you cook, Lily?
Sissies,
you got a nice flourless chocolate cake.
You're just very creative.
You're very proactive.
Yeah.
Whenever you cook,
I mean, I just Google it and it comes together. But I mean, I'm the griller. I feel like I'm the man of the house when it comes to cooking because I'm if it's burgers or steaks or anything like that, I'm the one who does all that.
Throwing it on the grill for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like to bake a lot. I got a sweet tooth, so
yeah, you're a good baker.
Who's the most handy?
The amount of things you drop.
Wait, be specific.
Like handy, like if you need to go build something, like who you? Oh.
I'd say me.
Maybe you.
It's Powell. It's 100%.
Lily's just pointing at herself now.
I was like,
no, it's 100% Powell.
Build something.
Yeah.
Powell.
Yeah, Birdie can
do
that.
And I build handy as in a light bulb needs to be fixed, or I need to do this.
We need to move this piece of furniture.
Actually, I feel like I do that same type of stuff.
All right, well, yeah.
This is great.
Okay. It's all of us.
Okay, all of y'all. That's good.
I had to fix our doorbell the other day.
You do that. Is it wrong? Yeah.
Who do you not want driving the tour van between? Yeah, that was pretty. Ellie.
I'd say Lily.
No, it's me.
No, I was pointing at Powell because Powell's our passenger princess. She does not drive.
Okay. I hate to drive in Nashville, so I hate driving in the city.
When was the last time you
Powell
drove?
Powell is our passenger princess.
I don't know. I left my wallet at home, so I don't have my ID.
We got to fly. So
I will not be driving until I get my wallet back.
But no, Powell.
How'd you get on the flight without your
passport?
ID?
A passport.
Okay.
We all have our own roles driving. I generally drive.
I'm the second in command, but then I also drive a decent amount.
Yeah,
and Powell does nothing.
Powell's, can y'all play this song?
What's your go-to? You got the aux cord. What are you choosing?
Probably.
You're playing.
I'm probably, I have a... I don't know.
Probably Stephen Wilson Jr.
Yeah, probably from Charles Wesley Godwin.
You heard of Stephen Wilson Jr.?
He's so playing good. Tomorrow, I think.
I want to see him.
I'm a big fan. Big fan of him and Charles
Wesley. She's playing something alternative and folky.
Okay. I like that. That was a great game, right?
That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Group challenge. I love another one. Those kind of
games. Group challenge. How do y'all think the name Castellos came from great grandma?
So it's our great grandmother's maiden name. On so there's still more Castellos like around our town, but yeah. like in terms of like our line of our family, they didn't have any sons, only daughters, so it didn't get passed down on our side. So yeah, we're the Castellos.
Which a lot of people think is our last name.
Yeah.
So like it grew when we were saying it in town, we were the Balcom sisters. That's what everybody, you know, our like unofficial name.
And she played music too, right? The
great-grandmother? Mm-hmm. She's on our dad's side of the family, and everybody on my dad's side of the family is...
I mean, what type of impact did she have on y'all's music?
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. She taught Ellie how to play...
Well, our grandmother taught... Our grandmother plays piano, and then our great-grandmother also was a great piano player, and she died when we were, like, 7 or 8. So we were able
but
to
she still
know her
had like a
still pretty
impact.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, she was... You know, everybody around town, like, loved her, and she was just, like, had such a... like great heart, and she kind of had dementia, and like the last thing, like she never forgot how to play piano. Mm-hmm. Even if she was like forgetting other things, like she always was playing piano like right up until she passed.
And then you took the piano, Jean. Nobody else really knows how to play the piano.
I can chord.
Lily can play a little bit. I took piano lessons. My mom made me, and I hated it so much.
Yeah.
And so I didn't really learn anything, which I so wish
I
would have stuck with
it. To me, I think everyone who is a musician should
have a basic knowledge
of piano. Because it's the best instrument in the world. Like, it's the most, like, fundamental instrument to play. You understand how notes work, you understand like, and it's right there visually.
That's what everything is based off.
Yeah, like every other instrument is based off those keys, and like a guitar is confusing because it's like, okay, I'm strumming, but like the chord I'm playing, like I feel like you have to learn music theory way after you've been playing guitar for a little bit, because you can do so much on guitar without knowing anything about music theory. But piano, you have to start knowing music theory, which I think helps.
But you got so good at guitar so quickly because she knew so much.
Yeah, I was able to kind of transfer over. Like, I already knew.
Because that's what you're playing now is
yeah, I'm playing
guitar.
I'm playing acoustic guitar.
And then, Lily, you're playing?
The bass and the guitar.
And then Powell's
banjo. I play guitar, but...
Did you bring the banjo?
I did bring it.
Can you, like, strum a little bit?
I can, yeah.
Okay,
I tried to get Ellie to bring her guitar.
Let's grab the banjo.
I didn't want to bring my guitar because...
Wow.
I wanted to get it acclimated to the... environment, because it'll make
so your strings
get
don't get all funky,
so my strings don't get weird.
She had to loosen her strings on the airplane, and
I like strummed a chord and sound check, and I was like, my bad.
Yeah, it scared you. We had to get like a little foam roller for Powell's back after shows, because like it's like a 15-pound banjo, and she's
look at that thing.
I love how you have an uncrustable package.
Are you kidding me? Pull that out. Look at that. Yes.
We did a shoot on the farm, like it's some sort of music thing, and that was our snack.
I just put it in the banjo case. I didn't litter.
Is it easy? Would you say it's easy to play the banjo?
It's not.
Okay.
It's not that easy, and I would consider myself probably the least musically talented out of the three of us, definitely. So it took me a minute to get going. I taught myself. We don't really have any...
I mean, where do you find a banjo teacher?
I
want to
start
teacher?
Making guitar lessons.
Yeah, correct, yeah. In South Georgia, you would think, if anywhere.
I don't know,
exactly.
This might be, like, way out of tune.
All right, here we go. It's good. Like a Farmer tune right here. I do need like a new opening song.
Right. Hey, tell her to write
like
a banjo
new,
lick for you.
Yeah, do like a new chord, like a new something
like
new.
Like just pick something that's write not
a little
copyrighted.
Banjo.
Yeah, write like a little banjo, Like a Farmer intro song.
Wait, let me try it again.
That's a good little jingle.
I don't think that's...
Needs to be longer.
Yeah. Thank you, Lily. How would you start the, like, show? Like, you would...
So we open our show by playing I'm Shipping Up to Boston by the Dropkick Murphys.
I love that.
You don't play it, though. We got our electric guitar player to play it.
Yeah.
And our fiddle player does this, like, harmony thing, which is fun. Because a lot of people are really taken aback, like, they're playing that song?
Yeah.
But Ellie's funny, too, because Ellie will pick up Powell's banjo, and, like, the way she plays it like
a guitar.
I
can play it. Like, she can, like...
I can play it like a guitar.
which is one of these.
Good,
yeah, but she strums it like it. Music theory right there for you.
That's such a unique instrument too. How long have you been playing that?
I've probably been playing since I was, I probably got one when I was 14, maybe.
You're playing at weddings too, right?
Mm-hmm. We were playing like rehearsal dinners, and we played our cousins'
weddings. Funerals, weddings, all of them.
The first time I ever played in front of someone was at a funeral, and I played the ukulele.
What'd you play?
She played I played You Are My Sunshine.
Oh, I remember
at our distant
that.
Cousin's funeral. It was actually kind of sad. I was like 8.
You're 8 and you're playing?
Yeah, I was like... I was like either like 8 or 10 or something. The fact I played ukulele before I played
guitar. That's crazy that they asked you to do that when you were that young.
Yeah, I was like, you want to remember that? That was a long time ago.
Did you sing it too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would have cried.
Didn't Daddy sing it with you?
No, it's just me. I think
our dad has a great voice.
I was about to say, so it just runs in the family.
Yeah. It does.
I love when Daddy
sings. On that side of the family, Mom can't sing at all.
Wow.
She has fun though.
She has so much fun.
Yeah.
She can sing a little bit.
What was the first? Like stage setting, y'all saying that would have been the biggest one to that date.
Was it the
Georgia Theater? Maybe like
we haven't played the Georgia Theater. Well, the biggest thing that we've probably done, we opened for Turnpike Troubadours.
Okay, yeah, love those.
In last fall at the Wharf in Orange Beach, Alabama, and that was so fun.
That was our first time ever playing with in-ears too, so that was like a big show for us. We were like, okay, we have to figure something out.
Yeah.
What do y'all have coming down the pipeline that y'all would say, man, this is like a huge deal? I mean, Tortuga's your first music festival,
first music
obviously
festival.
But
we're playing Boston Calling.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm super excited about that one.
And I think we've really just been excited to headline because we've like, we're not well traveled, like,
no,
you know, growing up on a farm, like, you can't really travel a whole lot, especially there's so many of us. So it's like, you know, there's 7 of us. If we have to travel, it's like an act of Congress. So like, we've been so many places this year, and it's cool to headline a show and go somewhere where you don't know a soul and people like buy tickets to see you. So that's just exciting in and of itself.
Show up for you. Yeah.
I think for me, more than any venue we've played, like, big
size
venue.
Wise.
They show up just to see y'all. I mean,
Which is so encouraging.
Social media, too, I think plays a huge impact.
Oh, absolutely.
That.
It does.
Mm-hmm. I mean, y'all started just doing social media when it came to singing, right? How did that start? You just went on MySpace Live or Facebook Live?
We have Instagram and TikTok are kind of social medias that
now you're sounding like you're 30. I know, like, I know. What are you doing?
I've seen it. I knew what MySpace was.
I've never interacted
never used
with
it.
I don't.
I love
what was
like
the guy, the MySpace guy? Was it Tom? Was Tom MySpace?
You're asking the like, we didn't get phones till we were like 15. Like,
I got
mine
at 16. Yeah,
I love Facebook though. I use Facebook all the time.
Would you say, what would you think would be the biggest social media tool that's helped y'all?
Instagram.
Which is crazy because I feel like people don't blow up that much on Instagram anymore. TikTok's a lot easier to blow up on.
Which we definitely don't, social media has really helped us, but we definitely don't want to be known for social media.
Yeah.
It kind of like makes me cringe a little bit when we like we pass somebody and they go, oh my God, I've seen y'all on TikTok. Like, y'all are the girls from TikTok.
But
that's just kind of how it is.
It's just how it is. You kind of have to get over it. But I definitely want to be known for like our music and
that's gonna happen.
You know, I think hopefully it'll happen.
100%. It's a great platform though, and it puts a lot of power in the artist's hands, and the amount of people who've been able to do music because of social media is
great. That, like, yeah.
Who would y'all say would be like a dream to open up for if y'all had to choose one? And y'all can have different answers. Powell, I'll start with you.
Ellie just previously said it, Emmylou Harris. Like, we're such a
I don't know if she tours, but if she was ever playing a show
and
mine's only Chris Stapleton. I'd love to go to Chris
Stapleton. Would be a great one.
I love Stapleton.
Stapleton would be a good one.
His
what would
tour
you say?
Would be awesome.
Ellie,
I think
I don't know. I think
you'd say the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
So I'm like a big rock fan. So yeah. I think it would be so fun to hop on like a huge rock tour. Cause like our shows, like we play country music, but we're jamming. Like we're having a lot of fun and like really try to have a lot of energy whenever we play. So, and I like, there's just something about like the, like environment around like stadium rock that like I think is so cool.
The amount of people, like sound guys, because we don't have like an in-house sound guy now, we're just playing at venues and using their sound guys. The amount of guys have been like, y'all feel like more of a rock band than a country band, and we're like, we're playing country music.
No, which I think is great. So like I'm a huge fan of like Foo Fighters and Red Hot Chili Peppers. Like I love think it'd that. Be fun to hop on like an old rock band.
I agree. Tour. I great friend of mine who is with Brantley's camp, and Brantley has become a good friend, Brantley Gilbert. Like he did last year, 2 years ago, he did Five Finger Death Punch, which is just awesome.
And yeah, then like last that's year, crap.
He did Nickelback.
Yeah.
Oh, that's I love crazy. Nickelback.
And it's like Brantley Gilbert and Nickelback. He was huge.
No, see, that, like, that awesome. Makes sense. Like,
yeah. Right. I'd agree Nickelback. With that. Have y'all played at the Ryman yet?
We have not.
We have.
Oh, well, does that really count?
So we did a private gig with Luke Holmes at the Ryman. Okay. So Luke
well,
Holmes
had like
that's a big
one right there.
Oh, I mean, no, yeah. It was so cool.
How was that experience?
It was so cool. So our manager manages Luke Holmes.
Okay.
But we
totally forgot about that.
I would ask Powell how she thought about it, but she
she forgot totally about it. No, because it didn't feel like an official show because it was like a lottery thing for Luke Holmes, like lottery sponsored.
So there, I think there was people who like won this lottery to go see this private show, and I think there was like 120 people there or something. Yeah. But I mean, it was so like the venue in itself and the stage and whatever, like just sounds so incredible.
And we're playing the Ryman.
We're playing the Ryman in September. We're opening for the Red Clay Strays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Might need to. Make a trip.
Hey, you just let us know.
Come
we'll
on. They sold out three shows at the Ryman in like 15 minutes or something. So like, crazy. They're so crazy.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now, when y'all are going from show to show, y'all are in a van right now. Mm-hmm. How is that? I mean, y'all are stuffed
been,
in there, right?
You know, like, it's been
good.
It's been good. Like,
my back hurts so
like,
bad.
You know, you just got to be like, I'm not going to get a lot of sleep. We're getting up early to go to the next place. But I think a lot of people have been like, it's so hard. So I think our expectations were kind of low, and now that we're doing it, it's like we have two more weekends left and like we're feeling pretty good.
Yeah. What and I'm sure y'all would probably each have a different answer, but maybe not. Like, what are your dreams when it comes to y'all's music career right now? Like, where do y'all see it going? Where do y'all want it to go?
We've talked about this. And it probably is similar for all of us. Like, we love playing music together. We love writing music, and I think there's no like one stage that would make it, or you know, like one crowd or like one number of streams. I think it's just, you know, being able to write the best song you can and be able to play it in front of the most people you can, to me, is what I want to do, you know. And that looks, you know, different for
everyone.
It
can look a lot of different ways.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think if you like have a platform, like no matter how big it is, like it's really important to us that we're like good role models, and like our faith is important to us. Obviously, where we come from is important to us. So if people can, like, look at us and go, you know, or if moms can look at us and go, those girls are good role models for my daughters. Like, or, you know, we're, I guess, you know, standing for what we believe in and whatever. I mean, like, I think that is most important.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's spot on. I like that a lot. What would y'all say, and that's a good leadway into this. I mean, what would y'all say to the, you know, the girls out there that aspire to be what y'all are doing right now?
I would say like don't change who you are. And I know it sounds hokey, but like don't change who you are to be what you think somebody wants you to be. Cause like, I feel like I've honestly like,
we've all been that, you know, the odd one out in the room.
And I think that, you know, how we grew up and our parents and what they taught us, like, we're all very, I feel like we know who we are. And even if this, you know, music career ended tomorrow, like, we know who we are, where we come from, and, like, we're content, you know,
doing whatever we
gotta do. And a lot of that comes with time and, you know, a lot of insecurity. And as, like, a young girl, like, even, I mean, we were in that spot like 6 years ago where you just feel awkward and you're like in middle school and high school, and it's just like, you know, like, what the heck? Like, this sucks.
Yeah.
And then, you know, being homeschooled and having friends who go to school, like, it's just, you can, like, you feel weird.
Their friends think you're weird.
Or like, whatever. But you just gotta, again, like what Powell said, like, you know what? It's gonna be okay. Being yourself is the most important thing, you know, and that's not to say like you don't need to work on yourself, because we've all worked on ourselves.
You need to work on ourselves.
We're still working on ourselves, and, you know, get you friends and people who care about you, and, you know, be able to take correction is such a big thing, and like, we're still working on that. Like, you look at Pal smile and she's like, we're all working on that, you know, but like, yeah, stay true to yourself.
I think the biggest thing too, and this is why I love y'all, and this is why I wanted y'all to come on the show, y'all don't forget where y'all come from, which is super cool. And if, and I'm sure y'all don't sit around listening to Pat on Like a Farmer, but if you know the people that have come on the show, especially in the country music scene, and even like the sports scene, whether it's Josh Allen with the Bills or Riley Green or Parker McCollum, like,
you got Josh Allen on here?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Josh actually owns a piece of this show. Like,
oh,
Josh,
really?
Yeah.
He's, I love the NFL. Partner. Sorry.
Do you? Okay. Who's your go-to NFL team?
I do like to do fantasy, so I like, I pick different teams all the time.
You picking
I
watch Josh as your QB?
No, my quarterback last year was Lamar Jackson.
But this year you pick Josh. Who's your favorite QB in the NFL?
Ooh, that's really hard. It was Justin Herbert for a little while, but then the Chargers kind of like fell apart, and that was hard to watch.
You can say Josh. It's okay.
Yeah,
okay,
say Josh.
Allen's
my favorite quarterback.
There we go. You heard that here, Josh. But like Josh, you know, he comes from Fireball, California, family, multi-generation family farm in California. He doesn't forget where he comes from.
Yeah,
he's in Buffalo.
Awesome.
Riley, we all know Riley from Jacksonville, Alabama, and Parker's just as Texan as it gets, and he does not forget that. Like, you are the same way. Like, you hit it earlier. It's like you have a platform now, and you're trying to shed light to the families that you come from, rural America, and that's what I'm doing. Like, what are things that you would say to the people back home and the farmer and just rural America as a whole?
That's a good question. I mean, like, I think one thing that we've seen about, like, traveling, I feel like rural America is a lot bigger than people think it is. And, like,
it's not just South Georgia.
What's that song?
Correct.
Country is country.
So, yeah, 60 million people in rural America, right?
Right.
And it's, I mean, there's rural America in Florida. Like,
yeah,
some
right.
people, obviously, the flyover states are very important in very rural America, but there's rural America in every state. And it's
right.
like, there's 60 million people.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the light that we're trying to shed on those people.
Right. And I love that. I think that's so important. And like, small farms, and like the majority of farms out there are small family run farms.
Yeah.
And like,
you know, the percentage of family farms still to this day,
isn't it like 80%?
It's over 95%.
Really?
Still
yeah.
family farms. Yeah,
yeah, which is,
see, I love
incredible.
That. And to those people, man, it's just like their job
well,
is so hard.
There's something about like, and I've, you know, the people I've met that are in this, and there's something about the people and the farmers and the people that work in this industry that I feel like is just different. And like, they're just good, you know, just good people. And like,
hard workers.
Hard
yep.
workers. Yeah. They, I mean, I don't know. I can't say enough good stuff about it. So,
yeah. I mean, like, it actually does make you emotional when you think about, like, there's a farmer from our county. There's one row crop farmer in our county, and he just passed away, but he was a dry land farmer. And knowing him growing up and going out to his place and hanging out with his grandkids,
yeah.
the hardest working man.
I think that's what
I
made me want
to
have
day.
A career in the industry
yeah.
was all the people. Like, our large animal vet would come out to the farm, and he's like, he's just this strong, godly man. And I was like, I want to be a large animal vet, because I looked up to this
yeah.
man so much. And he, like, just sweet and kind, and I don't know, everybody we've met is just
yeah,
just being so great.
I would say if we could say anything to those people, you know, working wise and whatever, it's like we appreciate you so much, and you know, y'all just keep on doing what y'all are doing, because you know,
we need it.
Yeah, our country needs it.
We do. And y'all, I always like everybody who comes on the show, like, find that trait that resembles who the farmers, and work ethic is, I mean, that's got to be a top three when it comes to the farmers. And like, y'all have that. I can see it. And family too. I mean,
mm-hmm.
y'all as sister, I have a younger brother and an older brother. I'm a middle child, if you can't tell already. And it's like, I value those relationships, and just watching y'all today and just following y'all vicariously through like social media and like y'all's career paths, like staying as close as y'all are is so important.
Absolutely.
Not only in career wise, but just on the personal life. I mean, y'all are taking a legacy from South Georgia and bringing it to Nashville, and now bringing it all across the country. And like, I just want y'all to know that I'm proud to see y'all being sisters, but have such a great relationship.
Thank you. Thank you.
That means a lot. We're trying. Our relationship as sisters, like, I hate to see it, but I feel like there's so many bands out there that can't stand each other.
Yeah.
And, like, our relationship
we can't afford not to stand each other.
Right. You're going to see each other at Christmas.
Right.
No, yeah. We are each other's best friends. Yeah.
Our relationship is way more important than the band. Like,
our sister relationship comes first, always.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on the show today. And as always,
thank you for having us.
Do whatever you got to do. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Keep up with us here at Like a Farmer. I appreciate y'all as always, and we will see y'all next time.